Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I have a premonition about this episode, Jim.
Okay, lay it on me.
I predict it will contain just a pinch of 90s R&B.
Okay, Patrick, before we get started today...
Yes.
We need to do a really quick Suburbs Pod game break.
Game break. Yeah, we have big news, Jim. Big news.
We do. So I'm always asking, do we have music for this? And now we do.
Well.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Courtesy of Mike Wagner.
How long have I been gone?
There, how was that?
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Now it's time for a Suburbs Pod game break.
Breaking news from Suburbs Pod. Yeah, that's perfect. That's right.
There you go. So what I wanted to mention, I kind of stopped giving these updates for obvious reasons, but the United Soccer League season has concluded, or at least the regular season has.
Yep.
And so official football club of Suburbs Pod, that would be Loudoun United.
Mm-hmm.
Finished 32 games played.
Yep.
All right. 4 wins.
Mm-hmm.
3 draws.
Mm.
25 losses.
That many?
There you go. There you go. So not what they wanted to see, I think.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what those
describe
three,
that season.
What were those 3 wins? How bad?
I probably saw.
How bad was the
those.
Other team playing?
Yeah.
No, I joke, so but it's a developmental side, obviously, Jim, and we give you great credit for supporting them.
Yeah, I love it. I love going to those games.
Great.
I really, really do. Now, on the other end of the spectrum here,
yes,
our other
baby.
Local team,
yes,
the
baby.
Washington Spirit,
uh-huh.
in the National Women's Soccer League.
That's right.
As of this recording, they are playing for the title this
right.
upcoming weekend.
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes. That's right, against the Chicago team, the Red Stars, I think is what the Chicago.
Yeah, you know,
is.
it's been kind of an amazing run for the Spirit. They got on a run there at the end of the season, right, Jim? They won, I think, 4 of their last 5 and maybe didn't lose in 6 matches. Then they beat the North Carolina Courage, who are favored, at Audi Field in extra time with a goal. And then they went to Tacoma, Washington to face Megan Rapinoe and the rain and beat them 2-1, Jim. So
I know.
It's amazing. Yep.
And one of those goals was courtesy of the young star Trinity Rodman.
The equalizer came from Trinity Rodman, Jim. It was great because Megan Rapinoe had the assist for the really early goal, right? And then not that long later, Trinity Rodman struck for the Spirit to tie it up. And then at that point, you felt like, all right, we can hang with these guys. And they did. So good luck, Spirit. Let's do it.
Yes. And then I believe Ashley Sanchez, scored the...
That's correct.
Winning goal.
The winning
the
goal.
Washington Spirit.
That's right.
Your Washington Spirit. Now, when this podcast episode drops, as they say...
It'll be over.
That final game will have already been played. So let's hope that as you're hearing this, it's you're all in the Spirit for Washington Spirit.
Fingers crossed, Jim. And there's, I don't know, 3 or 4, maybe 5 sports radio stations in Washington, D.C. Will any of them dedicate 1 minute to the Spirit? No, they will not, because they're too busy talking about the Washington football team. So. Maybe they'll give the first place Wizards a few minutes, but not that much.
Okay. Real quick here, before we get to the fan mail we're going to do today, I have a couple. Well, I guess this qualifies. I have a couple of packages here, Patrick.
Oh, great, Jim.
One here from a guy named Robert Ellis Oral. Remember we interviewed him?
I do.
The Infinity Cat.
A great
Robert.
Man. Yes.
Yes. He says, he sent a note here. It says, hi, Patrick and Jim. I had so much fun talking to you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
So nice.
And then it has like a little write-up about his CD, that little information about that. And then there's copies of the CD.
Sweet.
So we have 2 copies of the CD here.
How nice. Lovely.
From Robert. And a great man, great songwriter, and really cool, the stuff he's done with his label as well and all of that. And, oh, and we're also, we have little cards here. We are both honorary members. You have one with your name on it here. Here we go. It says, Patrick Foster is an honorary member of the 467 Surf and Gun Club.
Sweet!
467 Humphreys Street, Nashville, Tennessee.
Sweet! All you have to do is show this card to get in?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh!
If that, yeah. If that still existed, but anyway. Oh, and it's 420.
420. Date. Got it.
Okay. That's the date, so that's important. Okay, now, one more box here. This is a real blast from the past. We got a box here with a couple of T-shirts, maybe one T-shirt, but some CDs and some can koozies and so on and so forth. Let me see the note here. It says, here are a few monkey wrench items to enjoy.
Woo!
We are, yes, we are currently out of large T-shirts, so I sent you guys two vintage T-shirts. So there are a couple of T-shirts in here. Thanks again. And talk to you soon. And enclosed is some art stuff. So this was the band on the old show.
Yeah.
That we featured once called Monkey Wrench.
Monkey Wrench. I do. Yeah. It was great, Jim. And the Monkey Wrench T-shirts are incredible. And you should really check out their music. The only thing I will say is that I was wearing the Monkey Wrench T-shirt one day. And one of my offspring said to me, Dad, you look kind of like the guy with the monkey wrench. And I'm not sure how to take that because he was like a monkey holding a wrench about to smash someone. So I don't know if I looked angry or, you know, what to do about it. But I just kept wearing the T-shirt.
So here's the deal with Monkey Wrench. They're banned out of upstate New York?
Yeah.
Is that right? Buffalo mm-hmm. or something?
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, I could just look at the return address here.
Richfield.
Binghamton, New York.
Binghamton. All right. I thought it was Rich Stadium.
So here is, and they were great, like just fun rock band, right?
Yeah.
And we have here two CDs. One of them is called Busted, Rusted, Drunken, and Broken, The Best of the Worst, 1990 to 1996. All right.
Really raising my expectations with that one. Yeah.
27 tracks.
Wow.
On that.
Strap
and
in.
And then this, I believe, is the new album. So check this out, peoples. It's Monkey Wrench, Sasquatch Gold.
Nice.
Is the name of the album. It looks like an EP. 5 songs on that one.
The only thing I'll say about this right now, Jim, and I'm just throwing this off the top of my head, but what do you think about a Quart Jar Monkey Wrench split single where they cover each other's songs?
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be good? Or a single.
A single, even better. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I'm just looking at the songs here. Man,
let's
make
it happen, guys.
This is good stuff. Yeah, so check out Monkey Wrench, fun music, and good people. All right.
Thanks for the stuff, thank you, y'all. Thank you.
All right. Now, let's see. Let's get here to the calls we have today.
Great.
Now, the first one is another example of me screwing something up. The we did the October new music.
Yeah.
And I left off a caller. And here's the reason how this happened is somebody, one of the listeners, emailed with an October new music pick. And I emailed back and I said, we really like to hear your voice on these.
Yep.
We don't like to, nobody wants to hear us read emails. So could you please record a message that we could play?
Yeah.
And this listener dutifully did that, but then I forgot to go back and check the email before we did the show on listener music. So
okay.
So it's like I asked for something, it was delivered, and then I ignored it, is basically what I'm saying. So
right.
Now here we go. We'll just put this in the fan mail instead of the new music.
Yeah, I would just briefly say if we had VAR, they would review this and it would be allowed. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up, everybody? It's Mackenzie Crenshaw here. Very, very tired at the end of the week. Grad school sucks. I cannot wait to graduate. I'm here with a newish pick for October music. It's like an EP / collection of recent singles from the artist Lady Ray. That's W-R-A-Y. And it is called Under the Sun. Lady Ray is signed on Big Crown Records, which is an independent label that puts out the whole soul revival type deal, but also a lot of retro rock sounds. They're just super cool. You should check them out. And because the post-COVID world is apparently the 70s, she is following that same kind of aesthetic and vibe that a lot of other artists are doing now, which is very much rooted in Philly soul, very much rooted in disco-esque type of stuff. What I like about Lady Ray, though, is that she definitely has a little pinch of 90s R&B, which is cool. I'm definitely into that as a little change of pace. And this makes sense because Lady Gray has been making music since before I was born in the late 80s. So she's definitely has a couple decades under her belt of R&B and soul music in that evolution. On this album, you have some of her major singles, Come On In and Piece of Me, but I personally like the title track, Under the Sun. That's her newest single. It's just a really great example, I think, of what she's capable of doing with her voice and also the type of sound that she's able to put out. So yeah, Lady Ray Under the Sun. It's a nice little collection of songs. It's like a great 15 minutes of your time. I am super excited to have the semester be over. I'm also super excited for Silk Sonic to come out this month. So I know we'll all have a lot to say about that. So I will just hold my excitement in. Hope y'all are doing well. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Bye.
What'd you think of that, man? Dig it.
Oh, man, that was fantastic, Jim. It's always amazing to hear from Mackenzie. And I got to say, listening to her description, when she said there was a pinch of 90s R&B, I don't know what that is.
But, I don't really either. But I trust her.
I trust her to tell me what it is. Yeah, and I liked that a lot. Yeah, that was really, really good.
Loved it. Yeah. You can break it down for me or not. I enjoyed it no matter either way, right?
Yeah, so, totally.
Just that kind of music, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we, Jim, just want to, I think on behalf of our community, wish Mackenzie luck for the rest of that grad school thing. Just keep grinding. You'll get there. One of my offspring did it, but it was a lot of work. So,
yeah, hang in there. And if we can help in any way, well, not any way except for like the actual work, or then we will.
Right. Other than work or money, we can't help, but anything else.
That's right.
Let us know. If you want a mixtape, we can do that.
All right, let's do one more call here today, and then we'll save some other stuff for tomorrow. Let's see here. We have a call from Harris King.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Harris in South Carolina. I just found a piece of paper on my desk, and I was cleaning it up a little bit and had some albums listed on it, and I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at, and I finally figured out it had to do with an episode back in July when Barrett Reese was on talking about his favorite albums of 1993, and I scribbled a few of mine from 1993 down on this piece of paper right here in front of me. Great picks by Barrett, of course, and what stuck with me is he made the comment that they definitely weren't grunge. And I was pretty aggressively anti-grunge at the time. Still not a huge fan of grunge, but though I do admit there's a lot of great stuff that came out of that time period or that genre, that city, Seattle, of course. But here are the ones I listed out. First of all, I have Big Head Todd and the Monsters, Sister Sweetly. What a great album. It was played all the time at college. That was my senior year. And I was a big fan. I saw them several times during that time period, a couple times on the Horde Fest tour, and a couple times in small clubs. They were great. Sister Sweetly is a great album. It's a great, super slick produced album that made them a lot of money, which makes me happy. I still love the first two albums a little bit more, Midnight Radio, and what was the first one? I'm blanking on that. Y'all help me out there, I'm sure. Anyway, Pick Up Cotton and the Monsters, still like it a lot. A great album. The next one I want to mention is Liz Phair, Exit in Guyville. Great record. It was important at the time. Shook things up a whole lot, for sure. Maybe it hasn't aged quite as well as some others, but it's still a great album, for sure. Then there's Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Spinning Around the Sun. My roommate at the time was big into music. He went on to write for the Tennessean in Nashville, and now he works at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Peter Cooper, an amazing record. And I finally got to see Jimmy Dale with the Flatlanders a couple of years ago in Atlanta. And then finally, Frank Black, his debut album, his solo album, of course, after the Pixies disbanded. That'd be another good episode, too. Debut albums by artists who used to be in great bands. Frank Black would definitely be one of those. Maybe Bob Mould Workbook would be another. Anyway, Frank Black is great. What a good album coming off of the Pixies, starting off with Los Angeles. Just an amazing song and all the way through. Anyway, guys, thanks for all you do, and I'll keep rocking the suburbs.
There you go. Okay. So thank you, Harris.
Thank you, Harris.
For the calls. What I think interesting about the albums he mentioned, I mean, the Liz Phair one, of course. That's a great album, Exile in Guyville, right?
Oh, yeah.
Acknowledged
classic, yeah.
Yes. I'm not as familiar with the Big Head Todd and the Monsters, so I'll need to check that out. I do like the Frank Black album a lot, but how about bringing out Jimmy Dale Gilmore?
Yeah, I know.
How about that?
That's
in
great,
1993,
yeah,
right?
That's really cool.
That's not an album that people are going to relate to that era, you know?
No.
But to him, it meant something.
Yeah, and man, I'd love Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Obviously, he's in the Flatlanders, as Harris mentioned. And Jim, I'll tell you a quick story. Once I was at the Birchmere working at a professional job reviewing a concert of the Flatlanders. And it was a later version of the band, and I was sitting in the back. It wasn't quite full. You've been to the Birchmere.
Yep.
We've been there together, you know. And so it was about three quarters full, and I was kind of sitting in the back making a few notes there on my notepad. And the guy comes up to me and said, "Hey, are you, you know, Patrick?" And, you know, knew who I was working for and all that. And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, hey, I'm, you know, I'm the manager. Do you want to meet the guys after the show?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't mind saying hi to, like, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and all and Butch Walker and all that, you know." So they played the rest of their set and did the encore, and I went back and talked to the guys, and it was really cool, man. Those guys were so nice. And of course, you know, I had to ask Jimmy Dale Gilmore, like, you know, do people know you as Smokey or Jimmy Dale Gilmore, you know, Smokey from the Big Lebowski? And he goes, "What do you think,
right,
man?"
Right. Right.
He goes, "I can't go anywhere where someone didn't say, 'Over the line,' you know."
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, also great to hear from Harris. And I want to say, too, really quick, Jim, as we record this, Freiburg, which I believe is Harris's team in the Bundesliga, is in third place. They have 22 points, Jim, from 11 matches. So this could be a good year for the Freiburg.
They're They're doing very
They're doing great. They are. They're just behind Dortmund and Bayern. So if you're right there, you know you're doing well. And
with the big dogs.
Yep, that's right. And they're the little dogs with a lot of spirit. So let's keep Freiburg up there. And also, as we record this, Jim, can we start the NBA playoffs right now? The Wiz are in first place. So let's go.
There is a level of excitement in this household not seen
many Novembers.
Maybe, yes, yes. Maybe ever, right?
It's like by November, we're already out of it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. The boy is going out of his mind that the Wizards are good even just for this little bit of time. Who knows
how long
it will continue, but he's loving it while it's happening.
But
now,
you got to love Wes Unseld Jr.
I
the
know,
legacy
how great is that?
Of one of the greatest players in Bullets history. So it's
this
it's
was
awesome.
The key, don't you think? This was the key.
It's karma, man. It's cosmic. It's great.
Is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're playing like a team. It's really good. Yep. Finally, Bradley Beal has a good supporting cast around him.
It's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Okay, so
that's the end of our Summer Spot Sports Update. There it is.
Oh man, we got to play that a lot. Okay, all right, let's get out of here. One more family episode. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes. Make that the ringtone on the little alert on your phone, right? Okay. All right, one more fan mail episode tomorrow, all right?
Great.
Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a night so long when time goes crawling by? The
all in the spirit for Washington Spirit, and it's Spirit and Spirit Nation, right? And Spirit Fever has swept the nation. I think is what I'm trying to say, right?